pray for me. I need your prayers. And six of them in here. I'm glad for one thing, that though we be sick in body, we can rejoice in our soul. I've been listening to some good word of God, been applying it to my heart to help me. And I realize the message this morning was wonderfully and needed for us. You know, all that God is doing now, He's doing for us. He is not doing things because it's His duty to do this, that. He's doing for us that you and I may get some help. I desire this evening to bring some scriptures to our hearts and minds, the good word of God and of the work of the Lord and the progress of the work. You know, I believe that the working of God is the greatest work in the world today. I believe that God brought about the greatest institution, the greatest working power that the world has ever known when He brought it through Jesus Christ. And I believe that while He was slow about bringing it about, seemed like He was in no hurry, He was about 4,000 years of bringing us down to that time when Christ would come to be such a blessing to us. And I believe in that great working of bringing about the body of Christ and the church of God and all its workings. I believe the Lord fanned it out until it would be a success, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't believe the Lord just patched out something, just bought up something, but I believe He worked it out that it would be a success here upon the earth. You take any invention today that's not a success and it doesn't last long. It is soon discarded and laid aside. But you take one that is a success and there is a demand for it. Now today, in the success of the working of God, of the church of God, of the body of Christ, makes it valuable and makes it for someone else to desire. Why? Because it's a success.
Amen.
Now, before I start reading, I want to think about this. Many times I bring to us natural things, as Christ did in His parables. He brought about literal things to help us to understand. I think of the great car that's being built today. The great power that they have, how successfully they go over the road, take you from place to place. But you know, in the man that figured that car out, he didn't only figure out the power that you would need in that car, but he figured out in that car that it would be a success for you while you used it. It would be usable to you while you were using it. Then I see, not only figuring out the power, the dimensions of the cylinders and how much gas it would take to go to each cylinder to make the power needed and how much air with the gas, all those things he figured out. But there was another thing that he figured out that were more necessary than that. You know, you might have all the good gas you wanted. You might have all the working mechanism about the car, but there's one thing, if you liked, you wouldn't get around the block until your car would be a wreck and burnt up. That man, when he began to figure out that car, he began to figure out an oil system that would go to every working part of that car, that car would go ahead continuing mile after mile and and working successfully where it should work. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
All right, then, God, when he thought about this great reformation, we call it, that started in the Son of God, he didn't only work out the power that was going to be in that, but he worked out a way that that would continue to work successfully until the end of the race. He didn't want it to break down somewhere. He wanted to keep running. He wanted to keep working. So I believe that God knew how, don't you? I believe with all my heart, God knew how to bring about this working of this institution, you might call it, whatever you want to call it. It's a work of God. And I believe that God worked that out until each working part will work more successfully day by day as the car or as it's being in use. You know, we used to have a car, don't have them anymore, I know not why, but they said they developed with use. Well, I'm talking about something this evening that develops with use. It's something that don't wear out, gets a knocking after a while, causing trouble after a while. It don't do that. Because God, in his working this out, work it out, until it works more smoothly every day that it's being worked. Works more smoothly. My theme is, the brother knows about it, is God knows how. And now God knows how to make this thing up. And I say that he did not make out, bring out something that greater than man ever brought out, with a greater power than all the atomic bombs, of all the things that man can imagine out. They haven't brought out a thing that's got the power that that had, that the Son of God brought out when he brought this truth unto you and I. And brother, it's been nearly 2,000 years, and I'm going to tell you this evening, by the word of God, the sharing of the day ought to be working smoother, ought to be running better today than ever on the, in all the time. I say God had a way. God had a way to do it. Now we think about, you remember what it reads, somebody may read some of it. In the 12th chapter, Corinthians, the 12th chapter, they're speaking concerning the body of Christ. Now that's what I want to talk about a little bit this evening. About the working and how to keep it working. You wonder, a lot of people say, oh, if I buy something today, tomorrow, or day after tomorrow, it'll be obsolete. You know that's right. You can buy a car today, a 58 car, and get your 90, it'll be an obsolete car. They'll get something different. I'm going to tell you, the ceiling, they got it. This is never going to obsolete yet. It's never going to imagine it. It's known today. Shines better than they got it than it ever shined. It does to me. I don't know how you look at it. Shines better to me than it ever has shined. Under the perfect day. Listen, signs is something. There's something, and God knows what it is, that causes the show here to work just that way. And then now God knew how to do it. You and I wouldn't know how. But it said here in the show, going down about, where is that? About the, probably the, they begin to speak about, the body of Christ. Now, don't begin that on the first. Get it down about maybe 9th or 10th verse there, does it not? Make it?
They are the persons of
gifts. Yes, right here now.
The same Spirit.
The same Spirit.
The persons of administration.
Yes.
The same Lord.
For the same Lord.
There are diversities of operations.
That's diversity of operation.
But it is the same God.
But it's the same God.
Which worketh?
All
in all.
Oh, no. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Listen, people. It's my burden for the church of God, the body of Christ, to be functioning just as Jack and I, God, brought up the specification for.
Yeah,
I'll need you to do that.
Yes.
All right, me no more.
But the manifestation of the Spirit.
But the manifestation of the workings of it, the manifestations of it,
of the Spirit,
of the Spirit,
is given to every man.
It's not as, it's given to every one of us. It's given to every one of us. The problem with all. Now, we don't just trying to keep working, don't we? We don't want to start out here, Brother Abbott, and enjoy the niggas down in Missouri and the old car burn up before you get down there. We don't want that, do we? But as we show here, God intended this to bloom a better day by day.
Amen.
He intended this here to be a more effectual day by day. Trying to the day, people today, the thing that makes people love this is because they see it, the thing working just like the specification.
Amen.
That's why.
That's true.
Because it is joining people's hearts. Believe it. When people see it's not working. They will see it. Not functioning. As it ought to.
Yes.
And they begin to wonder about it.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you that God took every wonder out of it. God took every doubt out of it.
Amen.
He made it so effectual by the specifications that God let the heart. Then it runs so smooth. Now,
see,
you listen now. Sometimes you stop and listen to the old car. Said, don't she run sweet?
Yeah.
Don't she run sweet? There's not a knock here. Oh, that's it, dear. Listen to me. The show here. In my heart, this is what. In my heart, this is what. Even today, I say that God will, by the dawn, that I said before you come in, I'm going to start it again. God will have to work every oil line right down to it between every working part until they both. Well, I'm going to say it. You know something? You know they call it galling, don't they? You know when metal gets to get metal, they begin to gall and get rough in that rock. God knows what it takes to keep that thing just running smoothly and not in getting metal to metal. That's the very love of God. God in our soul, under your heart, causing this thing to work out and each one not. To each one of us. That's not a place. A working part in your car. Some of your heart is that is a false oil.
Yeah.
That is a false oil line. Pull that on down to every working part. But keep it just so working. And not getting metal to metal. Let God love your heart getting love to love until a very film, they tell you, a very film of love, a very film of oil will gather around.
With every joint supply. Praise the Lord.
God knew what it would take, didn't he?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to move on before we get on. Get in some real scripture, Decker.
For to one is given.
For the one is given?
A spirit of the word of wisdom.
A spirit of the word of wisdom.
To another, the word of knowledge.
To another, the
word of knowledge.
Yes?
To another, faith for the same spirit.
To another, faith for the same spirit.
To another, the gift of healing.
Another, the gift of healing.
By the same spirit.
All right, these things are in there.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, God tell that to one
house.
Same
oil line.
All right, no more.
To another, the working of miracles.
Another working miracle.
Another prophecy.
Another prophecy.
To another, discerning of spirits.
Another discerning of spirits. We tell you about it this morning.
To another, diverse kind of
tongues. Diverse kind of tongues.
To another, the interpretation.
Another, the interpretation of tongues. Read.
But all these,
that's what I'm giving you at.
Worketh.
All these worketh.
That
the one and the self same spirit
dividing
to every man
severally as he will.
You're talking about how to do this. This is the specification. This is the way the couple thing got it, brother. This is the way that it's together like the specifications like the plan come. I'm going to tell you, it works successfully.
And
the people say, that's what I want. You know, I think about a man down in our town years ago. Man come down there and he was advertising cars. You didn't have many big garages you got nowadays, and
He didn't have as many agents as he got nowadays. A man went through the country taking a car and demonstrating it, letting it know what they would do. Man come down there in the car and he put it out in the paper. And he said, I'm going to back this car up the steps over yonder at Sandpipe Hill in the morning at 9 o'clock. Everybody read it and went over there. What kind of a thing is this a man got that'll back up those steps about, I'd say 3 inches. But they're not high steps. About 3 inches up, long ways up there. Up there, you know where Hill is. Sandpipe Hill just down off from the depot down there, just north of the depot, where Cincinnati ends up down there. Runs into the hill. Next morning that whole hill was covered. People were there to see what was going to happen. That man got down there and he talked a little while. Then he threw that car in reverse and he started back up there. Up down the steps there. And he just went right on up down the steps until they got to the top. Man walked up to him and he said, what's that car worth? Well, the man said, this is a demonstrator. This is a demonstrator.
Yeah.
It's not for sale. He said, what's that car worth? Why, Snoggy, it's your brand new, but I don't want that. I want that car. Why, the car has done what you said it would do. I bring that out to bring this out. I'm going to tell you, from heaven, this same works out just exactly like we preached it. I'm going to tell you, people will want it.
Amen.
Well, don't tell the thing that you hear on the radio, don't take it all the time. When you see it working, practically, I'm going to tell you, he will want it. I say God's got a way.
Wonderful.
God's got a way to do it.
Yeah.
There's more of that before he gets the way.
For as the body is one.
For as the body is one.
Hath many members.
Hath many members.
And all the members of that one body.
All the members of that one body.
Being many are one body.
Shout.
So
shout now.
So
we're going to get into scripture directly. We're going to get into some imagination and think so directly. We're going to get some scripture with it. I'm going to tell you this your thing. Just works out of all to that one body. All to that one body. And you know what? That's what the sinner man's looking for, that had trouble all his life and not been able to get along like he ought to. And he heard this, that, and the other. That man looking for something to work.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Here I want to tell you, there's not a thing, there's not a painter, there's not a man that can paint as beautiful a thing as the church of God working like the Word says.
Right.
You're going to take all the sunsets and all the flowers you want to. God love your heart, you can't paint it as beautiful as this is.
Oh, that's true.
Now, we're not going to do it. It takes too long, brother. I'd have to run in. This is some other. I don't want to do that. But it's gone. It goes on down. It talks about the body down there, don't it?
Yeah.
Right now from that. All these members. The hand. The foot. The eye. The fingers. The head. All of it. Makes up a body, doesn't it? Now here. I'm coming to a point. I don't have to get. This thing is causing havoc. It's causing trouble today. It's not only causing trouble, but it's causing a lack of love in the world today. Somebody said, I get everything I get it at home.
Brother, I got some over here.
I get it at home. I don't have to ask nobody. I don't have for nobody to tell me. I get everything I get at home.
Independent.
When I get sick, I go home. When I get sick, I go home. Now listen, let your heart stop the thing that causes the love to spread out and not get to us. The foot and the eye. The hand. All the working. I couldn't preach without my hands. We got to use it. Now somebody watch and watch. Why couldn't God heal me at home? Why couldn't God tell me at home? He could have told Paul down there when he's on the ground. He could have told Paul. He could have told him that what he wanted him to do. That's right. But listen, he wanted him to contact. He wanted him to contact his working out of the head.
That's right.
You and I today. I say the greatest blessing in this is our contact one with the other. God didn't say in His Word, when you get sick, go home and pray. That's right. He didn't say that. He didn't say, when you're in trouble, go home and pray. He said, bearing one another's burdens. Why did He say that? He knew it. When I got down with you, brother, and we cried and prayed the thing out and got the victory, we'd get our arms around each other. We'd love each other better. That's right. He was your other came home, Bert.
You can't get a bus and run, I get some too.
That ain't God's way to it. God love you all, that's what they are, I'm coming down that. That's not God's way of doing that. Somebody said, I never asked anybody to pray for me. When I get sick, I just go on home and get out and pray and God heal me. That's not God's way of working it. God said, in James, didn't He? If there's any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Let him anoint with oil, the prayer of faith, the study of the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. Why did He do that? He could heal the man in the heart. But listen, He wrote that confidence, that contact, working in and through you and I, from the heart, until we love each other more. Today, the one that seems to be next to your heart is the one that walked with you and stayed with you and right there in your troubles, in your sorrows, and in your prayers. That one means a whole lot to you today. God knew what it would take. I'm going to bring out now the man and woman a little bit. Jesus did that, didn't He? I don't leave you home for me too. Jesus brought out the man and the wife. You know our troubles today, down in our town, Tulsa, Oklahoma. I looked at the paper, I leave Wednesday. I catch through the paper how different things that are happening. And I look at the marriage license for this year. It gives it every day. This year's marriage license, up to date, today, was 2,300, about 50. I look down at the divorces that applied for. 2,600 and something. Over 300 more divorces than there were marriages. I'm going to tell you, there's something that causes it. Today, the going away of the saints of God, the great God that comes sometimes that is called for.
Yes, that's right.
God didn't intend for it to be. I begin to wonder about it. I was studying some on this line. I begin to wonder about it. And I thought about every man and every woman, young, you know a soul. There, one of them working over here, another working over there. I know my paycheck and you draw your paycheck and we come down home. I'm not depending on you anymore. I'm not depending on you anymore. I got my money, you got your money. But with your heart, what's the matter? One time love may have been that. One time care may have been that. But listen, that depending on each other got away and love got away. It'll join in the church of God.
Yes, it'll work right in. You don't watch and pray, though.
Our dependence one on another. These are a whole lot. Children. Somebody else caring for the children. My wife's been babysitting. Two children. They're gone all day. Wife sits there with them. I want to show you something now. They're showing what contact will do. That continually cross. Brother, we need a better contact with each other. That's right. Heart to heart contact.
Amen.
His brother said to me the other day, just a little bit more emptying vessel to vessel. That's right. Me come to you. Hey, brother, I'm burdened. I got something here. Let's pray about it. Emptying out loud. Souls to each other. And I'm going to tell you, it's all as near each other. That's what God knew about it, too. God knew He'd do that. God knew He'd work that out just that way. That's the reason why I put it in there. Hey, you know what? Oh, you go now. I'll send you over there, and I'll visit you at your home. You at your home. He knew what that thing would cause. He owned it yet. Over here, over thee, in that old contest. Oh, listen, brother, our bearing and one of another, our care one of another, grows greater.
I'm going to say it now. I so much talk about unity. God love your heart, unity grows. When you get it, it grows.
Yeah.
It ignites together that the more they get the time, the closer they get together. Yes,
it
can go so you can't tear it apart.
Oh,
and it's been there, just working together, working together. It'll be hard to tear apart. I thought about down Mississippi. I went to the state capitol down Mississippi, just going through that. They had a man there to tell you about all the great things that the old courthouse, you know, was there that kind of Jeff Davis's time. And he went to us to show us a winding stairway. Went up like that, you know. Didn't go up here and over there and up there and that. It wound around this way. And he said, there's not a nail in that. There's not a nail in it. Well, at that time, I got to thinking about that thing. A great stairway there and been standing there since Jeff Davis's time. And he said, it's never been repaired. It's never been repaired. And now you got a nail in it. And I said, mister, can you tell me why that is? He said, it's cut to fit. He said, it's cut to fit. Brethren, the thing cut to fit. And he said, it. The greater weight, the stronger they get together.
Yes, thank the Lord.
The more they hold up, the greater weight you put on. Why? Because it's so connected together. Brother, I'm going to tell you, God intended for the church of God to be in such a condition that when the weight fell on it, God love your heart, he would only just get closer together. Oh, that's a great way together.
Praise the Lord.
Right.
Will need no repair.
You as a woman, the man, a little bit more. You young people back there listening to me. This is so. You know, sometimes. Husband been out. He worked all day in the cold. He been out there and been working hard. Wife, that good humble wife. That wife that loves him. That wife that just wants her love to be a little greater to him all the time.
Yeah.
She's home. It's been a bad day. It's been a cold day. I just wonder what her husband went home for supper. Oh, I wonder just what he have it pleased in the night. When he walks him sit down the table, I know he's had a hard day. I'd like to help him a little bit. And you know, when that man comes in tired and cold, and when he gets in the room, he smells a fragrance coming from the dining room. And he walks into the table. He looked on the table, the very thing he thought about what he'd like to have. After that day, I'd like to sit down to a certain meal, a certain thing cooking. He walked in there. There it was, right on the table, in front of your heart. He walked off and put his arm around his wife, and he said, wife, you got the very thing I was looking for, the very thing I was. What did you do? It brought them closer together.
That's
right. It made them terrible. Listen today, independence prepared a nation. To the tire of a company,
yeah.
To the tire of anything and anybody, what can independence be up?
Yeah, that's right.
Dependence will work the thing together.
Yeah.
We're talking about the body of Christ.
Yeah.
This is the thing that God knew that they'd work out. All right, we're going. I need 2 Corinthians 7 and 12. Somebody get Matthew about 18 and 19. We're going to see how this thing began to work. Jesus got it all in motion before he left here, didn't he? He got this thing working before he left here. All right? 2 Corinthians, about 7 and 12.
Wherefore?
Though I wrote unto you,
I did it not for this cause that
had
done the wrong.
I did not for this cause that did the wrong.
Nor for his cause that suffered wrong.
For his cause that suffered. Listen, there was something happening down by heaven.
But something happened down there. You're writing to him now. All right, what was his cause?
But that our care for you.
That I care for you.
In the sight of God.
In the sight of God.
Might appear unto you.
Might appear unto you. Yes. This is our care. There's a great care in us. And as we care for each other, and more for each other, our care will go greater for each other.
Yes.
That's right. I think now about a little story. I don't know how true it is. But think about it. Some man went to find his wife. They had several children. They were poor. They weren't able to try to hold and care for that. He had a brother. Wealthy. Had no children. They said, "That's poor woman. See if we can't get my brother to let us have one of his children." Kind of lighten the load on. Well, they have one big old boy. Look at that. Woman, see if we can't get my brother to let us have one of his children. Kind of lighten the load on. Well, they have one big old boy. They go down beginning to consider this man. Now, looks like he's trying to help us. Now, let's get down and see which one we can let him have. Well, the big old boy, big enough now to have proper hold on. Wouldn't be consistent to let him go. Come on down. Next boy. This next boy was a boy that didn't mind good. He wasn't as obedient as he ought to be. What about him? No. Somebody got to have him that loves it. Somebody got to have him that'll care for him, that'll watch out for him. No, we can't let him go. All right, how about Sally? She's the biggest girl. The seven pounded it or what? They said, "No, no. She's big enough now to take care of the baby. She's big enough now to help take care of the baby. We can't let her go." But finally, they thought of little Johnny. Little Johnny had been about an invalid all his life. Wasn't able to do anything. He was just a kid. Why not let him? They began to find it over. They said, "No. He's knitting to our hearts. We can't let Johnny go. He's had to be at night with him. Well, he's been a great care for us. Look like it. Love him much. Just can't let him go." Can you let her even go? Can you let her even go? All right, I see that tear. That tear for Johnny. That off night. Out there in the cold, in your room. Taking care of these little pigs. Taking care of these keeping them covered up.
No, Lord.
Oh, I can't do that.
No.
What was it? That tear, I see. The care one for another. But in the day, the poison, Jesus said it, it'll fill the whole earth. To the cause it, brother, to work in that way. I'm going to say it. No matter which one you see coming, dub your heart, you'll run and throw your arms around. That's right, brother. That's the way God intended. And God got this thing right. But you and I are going to have it. It'll work that way.
Then I guess we can't give either one of them away. It's just a wonderful chance for them, look like. But oh no, can't do it. What about the care? That care. Oh, this one can help us. And that one needs our help. And this one can help us. And that one needs our help. Nobody else can take care of them. Let it look like we can. Oh, listen. There is not a love. God love your heart that all the preaching in the world today over radios and these things can care for you like the love of God in the very bundle that the Word of God talks about today. That is not another thing. We talk about how this cement
We talk about how partners can fit things together. Sometimes you can't see the joint. But I'm going to tell you, God love your heart. There's nothing strong enough in this world to knit together like the specification in the Word of God with you and I working by and living by that will work out. I say, going back over there now just a little bit in the prayer to you. In us taking our cares and our burdens to each other. Don't you know when you go down there, you call this brother here, some of these brethren, to your home, and you go down there and wife, or the little babe, or some of the children look like looking death in the door. And you go down there, and you reach the cross and cut each other with a hand, and you called on God, and God heard, healed, and raised up a religion that made that not tighter than it ever had been. And God knew it would. And God knew it would. That's the reason why God intended that to be that way. Because he knew that yours and mine mixing together, you and I bearing each other's burdens, emptying our souls out unto each other, would draw us together unto the devil with all of his imps. I could not draw us apart. God knew how to work this thing, didn't he? God knew how to take it. All right, Matthew 18:19. And what did he say? Huh?
Again I say
unto you,
there
have
been two of you.
Now wait a minute. Why couldn't he heal? He had power to heal anyone.
Yeah.
If any two of you
shall agree on earth
as touching anything
that they shall ask, it shall be done unto them.
My Father which is who? Those that come down agree together. That's right. God knew what it would do, didn't he?
Amen.
It brings brothers, it brings a greater agreement.
That's true.
It does, it brings a greater agreement. Yes. Whenever the people of God, and all the saints of God, I'm not talking about just one, two, three, I'm talking about all the saints of God, getting right down to where you reach out and call, get my brother with a hand and agree with him. God knew what it would do.
Yes,
they shall have. Listen. We're going to have to rub off a little bit here. That's awful good at prayer, brother. We're going to have to rub off just a little bit. God knew what to do. That is the powerhouse. The powerhouse up there. We're down here.
Yeah.
And listen, God give you a heart. God's got some way of getting the power to you and I that'll help you and I.
Yeah.
All right, when my brother comes down here, has. When we get our prayers through out of heaven, listen, that makes a carrier from you and I to God, and God blesses our soul and heals our bodies.
That's true.
Over there in James, never got through with that over there. He said, pray ye one for another that you might be healed. Why don't you say, talk to me and I'll do it? You just ask me and I'll do it. But God love your heart. God knew what you and I agreeing together. God love your heart. Praying one for another. What effect it would have upon our souls. And it does closer together.
Yeah.
That's right. This thing will work here.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I'm telling you, brother, this thing is running smoother now in my soul than it ever run up. I've had to ask some book in it. I've had to do this and that, but God love your heart. This thing been grooming in my soul in the last 2 months. It's been grooming better. It's been running smoothly down in my soul.
Let's get this other verse, brother.
All right, go ahead.
For where two or three are gathered together.
Where two or three are gathered together.
Together! In my name.
In my name.
There am I in the
midst. Oh, listen. God's that.
Where's the Lord?
That's the way to get him in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when we get together. I'd love to see a whole bunch get together.
Amen.
Somebody said, oh, no. When you go to pray, just let one in on and just let one, maybe two, lay on hand. God, know your heart, when I need you, I don't care if all of you get a hand on me. And just as long as you agree,
you
know how I know this thing will work. That's right, brother. Listen, this is the greatest thing in the world today. When and worship according to the Word of God. And God knew what it would take to keep you and I knitting together just a little bit more. Do you know one thing? When you break a bone, you break it from in two. But did you ever get that bone together? God made a way. They would be, look like a jelly come on the end of this bone. And a jelly come on the end of this bone. Both bones would have jelly, just not one. And you know what he got there? It just commenced jellying up and jellying up. And first thing you know, that began to harden up. Wasn't long ago, that bone was just like the rest of the bone. The same way with you and I. Literally take jelly on both sides in that life. Jelly to jelly, God love your heart. Bone to bone. The thing will work out. It'll be the glorious thing in the world, and people will love it. There isn't anything in the world that people must have said. Don't lie. Not more than seeing people not working together. That's right. Now God, it's not God's will. It's God's will. Getting close here. It's God's will that you and I get in the place. You know, I think about what Brother Wilson, that thing got in my heart. Talking about the place. The place. I'm talking about the way. The way these things work. The way God intended to be. That the thing works stronger. He said the place. He said down there when God told Abraham, take his son over there in a certain land. Take him up on a mountain. Offer him up there. And there was a lot of mountains around that. He could take him to the top of any mountain around that. But God wouldn't have met him only where he told him to. That's right. God said, somebody said, oh, I don't care what people say. God works it. God works like the Bible reads. God works like he told us to do. Somebody said, oh, well, I know they practice that. I know, but I know. That didn't mean me. It meant you are God's child and you're working for God. That's right.
Amen.
He told him, he said, you go down to the brook Cedar and get before you get to Jordan down there. And you sit down, you go over there. Didn't say sit down, so you go over there. And he said, I got a raven. That'll feed your horse. That's where it is. I got a raven. That'll feed you that. Not anywhere up and down that river. That'll feed you that. People today, this word of God will work that. It ain't going to work nowhere else. You and I can't hatch it up over here and hatch it up over here. I take one way and another. God bless your heart. Ministers, never was a time in the history of time that you and I, all of us, needed to be just on a straight line together. I'm tired of listen, when everybody you approach and somebody say, what do you think about the ministers that this way? I might not just understand it, maybe. But get to that place where it said the ministers said it just this way.
Amen. Amen.
God said, well, I know they said, I don't believe that. Don't say that. Get to that level place. Me come up, somebody else comes down. I'm telling you, get on that level place.
Amen.
People asking you today, what do you think about this? They write me, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? That's right. So and so don't see that, buddy. What do you think? God love your heart. I'm going to do this thing work together. We come right down to that place. I might have to come down a little bit. I might be up here. I might have to come down. Somebody else down here have to come up. But I'm going to tell you, God love your heart. You and I can meet at a place where we can say the minister said,
amen.
Come.
Amen.
Leave it there. In the mark of working together.
Amen.
And it causes faith to be encouraged.
That's right.
I'm not preaching you preach it all together now. And I'm going to say this thing will work. This thing will work.
Amen.
All one time him and Peter got into a kind of a tight spot.
Yes,
he said it. What did that do to his face?
You were to blame.
He rebuked him to his face.
Yes, right.
That's right.
Where'd
they go? Pretty much they do. Can I all back, God, love your heart? Creation, said it. It's all right. I'm going to tell you, God, in your heart, there is something.
There is something to contact from the powerhouse. I said the other night, I say it, Jeff.
There, the man that I got the great power for working. He knew what electricity was. He knew how to make it, but how to scatter it, how to get it out to the people. And he begins to think about this kind of metal, that kind of metal. I want to get it out stronger. I want to carry it. I want someone to carry it out stronger. And he had tried many. I don't know. I wasn't living there. They may have tried many metals, but they found out the copper wire would take it all the way to where it was going. They would hold it. I'm going to tell you, part of your heart is all our world are copper wires that carry electricity. God knew what it would take to carry this thing one to another. A through, sanctified, dedicated, given the hand of God, a man and woman is the carrier of the unity of God's people. If I get it too hard, brother, get at him. I say they're a carrier of the unity of God's people.
Amen.
Carry it like one to
another. Wonderful. Go right ahead. Thank the Lord. This is what I need.
How about Acts? About 12 and 4. Somebody get Acts 10. No. Can't take that off. Maybe just pass it. 12 and 4, not going to get through. As your brother said this morning, it'll take a long time.
That's true.
I'll feel better in my body. All right. Read it.
When he had apprehended.
When he had apprehended.
He put him in prison.
He put him in prison. I bet this is Pete. This is when they cut James' head off. The other day, they got him both. They cut one's head off. And they put Peter in prison. Down there, going to hold him down there. Over the Sabbath. They didn't want to kill him on the Sabbath day. And they put him in prison. All right, read. Put him down there between a lot of soldiers.
To keep him. Intending after Easter to bring him forth.
Yeah, they intended to bring him forth.
Peter, therefore, was kept in prison.
He's kept in prison.
But prayer was made without thee.
Nah.
Of the church.
Here's the thing. Cut live your heart. Here's the thing that contacted the corner.
Yeah.
Carried something right on down. To the old jail, right?
Amen.
Oh, that tear that they had for that man. Call them to get in one place and get down together and call upon God together.
It's not good to say, well, we don't need him, man, go.
Let God let him out. Just, God did let him out, but they were praying. They were praying, wasn't they? And he said, that an angel. We will not read all this. I've got time. You understand what I mean. That an angel. Come down there. While he was over there praying, and over that old gate, and hanging up there, I don't know how the angel got in there. Didn't say the gate was open then, but it said it went in there. Where Peter was at. What's the matter? Listen, there's been a contact with me.
Yeah,
like that is the need to be in the place where we can contact God and each other.
Amen.
Huh?
That reaches power
for
that light.
Yeah, that's sure. And it takes two waters to shine them lights. Yes, it does. It takes us and God, but this ain't work out right. That's right. Bottom of the king.
Praise the Lord.
It takes us. Given the hands of God. I don't care about my opinions and my ideas. But they ain't going to get no help. But quicker, people will lay down opinion, ideas, and things over there. And what I heard John going on, lay it down under your heart. There'll be a gathering together.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's what we want to see.
Well, that's the way God intended it to be.
Yeah.
God intended this thing to work that way.
Amen.
That's the reason why God just didn't say that man over there and heal that man, heal this man over here and that over there. God wanted you and I to have contact with each other.
Amen.
He knew that would cause our love, our care, our understanding,
amen,
our burden, that it caused us to work closer together.
Amen.
Now, that's right. All right. They said there, a little further down. All right, this is another. The angel said unto him, yeah, he looked down there and slapped him on the side. Now, Peter wasn't praying. Well, Peter was asleep.
Yes.
Somebody else will pray. Oh, thanks. Somebody prayed for me. When I ran in that death door. That's right. You know it's right. Down that damn young brother. Up of your heart. They come over there. They cry and pray. I tell them, I love you people. I love you, your unity. And I said, this is the last of the end. This is the end of the road. I love you all right, but this is the end of the road. But love your heart, it wasn't my prayer. Oh no! It is that mind, and that man, that cares, that dropped with God, and God touched my body, raised me up, made me able.
Amen.
Partly able. Not as able as it used to be, but now I'm able enough to do some things for God.
Thank the Lord!
They'd cry. You know that's so. And brother would get down there and cry, those young brothers. Brother Barton, can't give you up.
We didn't want you to go.
Can't give you up yet. Need you. How long? Listen, brother, whenever you and I need each other enough to take the burden of each other, I'm going to say to God, will be pleased.
You
talk about the angel. Talk about the angel shouting. And it's all about the baby. When God sees the heart going to heart, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make the angel shout.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
The angel shout. God knew how to work this thing, didn't he? Oh, yes.
Sure.
May the Lord encourage our heart. You know, when he told him to get up and put on his sandals, come on down, it's time I was quitting. When he quit dressing, put on his sandals, come on down, said, follow me. Went on up there. Listen! Agreement in prayer! Hard the old iron door to swing wide open.
Yeah.
It'll do it yesterday. Right under the cord of the door of obstacle. They'll cord the door of hindrance. They'll cord the swing wide open.
Amen.
Listen, saints. May God help me. My heart. My heart tells you this thing. I don't know how much longer I preach. I'm not talking about today. I want to go this long with God wants me to go. But let me tell you, your parents, one thing. May God stir your heart. This thing, God knows how to work it. But listen, don't let your children ever hear you say one word about another man. Don't you let your children ever hear you say one word contrary to another one. That's right. I'm going to tell you. Listen, we hold our children saved.
Yes.
We hold our parents, our neighbors, we hold them saved. Why are you going to get them saved? By showing them the very brightest side of this thing, of your heart. The devil, the world, the Lord is against us. And the only thing we've got is each other. Let this thing. As a true child, God planted it in the earth, didn't it?
Yes.
He planted it in the earth. We're just the going of it. That's all. We're just the going of it. He said, except a grain of corn, wheat bleed, fall in the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it fall in there and die, it bring forth fruit. I'm going to tell you, we're just the fruit. That's right. They come up from that one that was planted in the earth. He was speaking of his death, isn't that right? Thinking of his death and resurrection. I'm going to tell you, people today, this thing here is just like the Bible reading. And if I'm not that way, I'm not right. So all I know now, there may be some things I don't know. I won't tell you. You are. But oh, listen. God knew how to keep this thing running right on down the channel. Isn't that right? Knew how to keep it running right in the channel. That would make heaven. And listen, some people I think sometimes too interested in heaven, not interested in somebody around about. That's right. I'm not going this way just to shun hell. Somebody said, oh, I pray to hell. I'm not going this way just to shun hell. I'm going this way because I love this way.
Amen.
Because I love. I love it. Love to work. Love to be with the Lord. Love to do His duty. Well, may the Lord help us. That ain't near all of it.
Brother Barton,
yeah? Some people
said
we're going
to ride
here. I don't know it. I don't know it. Hutchins, I didn't know.
Read
you
a scripture
of
the
Sabbath. All right, read it. And it came to pass,
when Moses held up his hand,
and Israel prevailed,
when he let down his hand, the
Amalek, when they get out, and they had to let him down.
But Moses'
hand was heavy.
And they took a stone.
Yes.
And put it under him.
He put it under him.
And he sat there on.
So down, down.
And Aaron and Hur
stayed
up his hand.
Oh, listen, this is not talking about Moses now,
together.
Listen to this.
One on one side, one on the other side.
Oh, thank the Lord. That's what made them study. Oh, somebody said this old ship's rocking. I'll tell you, this old ship's rocking. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to come to pass. But love your heart, I know what will come to pass when we get each other's hands up there. And get under each other's hand. I'm talking about ladies too. I'm talking about everybody. And get under each other's hand. Hold them up there. God love your heart. There it comes. Hey! We don't want this thing walking around. God didn't want. That's the reason why God had his life he's got. I say this is the thing that causes this heart of your heart to work so smoothly.
Yeah.
So smoothly. Whenever you
beautiful,
whenever you see congregation of the saints come together, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. What's the matter? He was there. Now you know what they said about Jesus one time when tears began to run down his face? They said the whole hell in the listen, brother, somebody said we need to shake hands. I tell you, we need to mingle tears with each other sometimes.
That's right.
Let our tears mingle together.
Praise the Lord.
That's right. You know what? I think about here, Colossians. They've just been read here before, I don't know. About two and one. Ah, some more. They're just going to help this to work. You know, I think sometimes all you people drive cars is there now. No matter how new your car is or how old it is, when that thing goes to missing, you're going to go hunt a garage. That's right. Whenever it goes to missing, you're going to go hunt a garage. There's something wrong. I'm going to tell you, a lot of people today can just let the thing miss here and miss there and not hit here and not hit there in their salvation line and go right on, not paying any heed to it. I say you care more for your car and for your way of transportation than you do your soul.
Amen.
Help us now. Don't get it. So we don't pray for me now. Go ahead and pray for me. I want to see how necessary these things are. Sometimes something begins to hinder. Sometimes something begins to hinder a fight. I can't pray. Looks like, did you ever pray when you seem like you're under a tub? I have. Brother, I prayed when it seemed like I was under a tub. Didn't get nowhere. Didn't get nowhere. I'm going to tell you, whenever it comes that way, you do like a woman did. The woman said one time, she lost her. Just one piece of money. The first thing she done, she did a candle. She got something to begin to look, She began to look for it. Said she lit a candle, and she went and got her a broom. And she began to sweep. I'm confident she got under everything. I'm going to tell you, God, let your heart, when the thing is not ringing right, when the thing is not, that's beginning, that's light up, and that's beginning, to get a broom! The man has to raise the glass, brother, when we found out the fine when that thing is getting the very sweetness out of your soul. Get out of your soul. That can you one time at first each other.
Help, Lord. Take the candle with you, too.
Yes.
Go
ahead
yourself. Take the candle.
May the Lord help us. I preached on that here a while back at home. I said there's three. It said ask, and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. A lot of people are asking a lot of things today, but God love you. Are you hunting for the thing that will bring it to you?
Amen.
Are you hunting for the thing that will help you in the thing you're asking for? Must know. I just be glad when everything is working. Shall I say it? everything's working easy and cool. I'd just be glad. Well, I'll be hunting for the fish. Hunting for the fish. Hunt! Seek me, hunt! Hunt for the fish. Might be in me. See if it's me. That's the first fellow to begin to look at. Me. All right? Now give a scripture. Yes, I give Colossians 2 and 1. That's what it means, isn't it? Conflict means care?
Yeah. Brother,
burden?
They were not clear he had it.
Huh?
It was clear he had a conflict.
Yeah. I'd like you to know how much I... How much I... Yeah. All right, read.
And for them, I can't pronounce that word. And for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh...
But they hadn't seen him yet. But he had a great care for them.
That their hearts might be comforted.
That their hearts might be comforted.
Being knit together. In love. And unto all riches.
Of the full assurance.
And to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God.
Amen.
Father,
that's down about 4 and a half. I want to get there with the interest. The interest they have. Oh, that great care, that great love. They had one or another. And you know that they hadn't seen him yet. But yet he was, all that care was reaching out.
Yes, that's right.
Reaching out for them over there. May the Lord help us. I say these are the things that help us to draw nearer to each other. I'm thinking now about one scripture. I'm going to quit then. I'm hurting some. I'm going to have to quit. Over here, I'll read in Mark 16:15. Maybe start at the 13. Mark 16:13. Stop. I want to see how that this thing worked out to help us.
And they went and told it unto the
That 13?
Yes. Afterward he appeared unto the eleven.
And upbraided them with unbelief. They told him of the things that they had saw, and that they had saw the Christ, that he was risen. We saw it. And they didn't believe. I think sometimes today the Lord wants us to believe each other. I'm going to say this much, saints. When people come to us and we believe each other as we want.